Millions of Americans get subsidized health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, but those subsidies are being challenged. And in the coming weeks, the Supreme Court could rule that in more than 30 states, the subsidies are illegal. In a few minutes, we'll talk about what federal and state lawmakers could do if those subsidies disappear. But first, Jeff Cohen from member station WNPR spent time in one of those states subject to this challenge, Louisiana. He talked to people about what health insurance means to them in a state where politicians are also firmly opposed to the health law.
Leaving the politics aside is this reality. About 180,000 people in Louisiana signed up for the Affordable Care Act this year, and almost all of them got subsidies. Sharon Bazile is one of them. She's at her kitchen table in the Baton Rouge home she owns by herself. She says she had a good job that offered benefits, like health insurance, but she got sick and had to stop working.
It was either me or my job, and my life and my health was more important.
Bazile is 62 and says leaving that job of 10 years behind meant leaving that insurance behind, too. And she says it felt like she lost some dignity. Now, under Obamacare, she's got subsidized insurance.
My monthly is $2.19.
And she's got her sense of security back, because now she can take care of her health and her health care bills.
I have peace now that I know that I have hospitalization. And if anything happened, I can go to the hospital.
But she worries the Supreme Court justices could take that piece away.
Think about your family. If they could not afford health insurance, wouldn't you want someone to help them?
And she's not the only one who sees the Affordable Care Act as a little bit of help. I spent 3 days driving around Louisiana talking to people who had signed up and gotten subsidies under Obamacare. Jimmy C. met me at a coffee shop in the town of Zachary, half an hour north of Bazile's home. He's 54, a self-employed housing and maintenance worker, and he says he'd never had health insurance. It was too expensive and he didn't need it until he did. He was having trouble breathing and he went to the hospital.
He said, you have any insurance? I said, no.
Rather than pay a lump sum up front, he went home and got worse. Eventually, he collapsed.
When you did go into the hospital eventually and they took you, what kind of bills were you looking at?
Almost around $8,000-$9,000 bills just to treat you with pneumonia because you was in the hospital running IVs in you for almost 14 days.
C says he got a lot of financial assistance.
If I hadn't gotten that, I'd be looking for bill collectors after me. You know, bill collectors don't play. They come after you.
But now Obamacare has given him an easier choice.
What do you pay?
Nothing.
He says having insurance is a relief.
Now, if I had to have a big operation or whatever, you can't afford no $70,000-$90,000 operation. So through the Affordable Care Act, you know, the government's going to help you out with all of that.
So losing that could mean what to you?
Back at square one, no insurance.
About 4 hours north of Baton Rouge is Shreveport. And there, James Marks doesn't want to go back to square one either.
It made me feel like I was sponging off my parents. It made me feel like I wasn't able to take care of myself.
Marks is 36 and works as a freelance computer technician and an after-school art teacher. He lives with a mental health issue, and for the better part of 10 years, his parents paid for both his psychiatrist and his expensive medication. Now, he pays about $180 a month, and he says it makes him feel like an adult.
And know the Supreme Court tries to decide stuff just based on the law, not based on the impact it has on America, but it'll wind up making a lot of people who were able to go to the doctor and able to pay for their pills not be able to anymore. And that's just pretty lousy.
Experts say about 13 million people could lose their subsidies if the Supreme Court rules they're illegal in most states. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen.
Jeff Cohen's reporting is part of a partnership with WNPR and Kaiser Health News.